Dr. Dearman, can you read the board goals for us?
Yes. Matanuska Susitna Borough School District vision, mission, beliefs, values, goals, and objectives. Vision: Mat-Su Borough School District will be a model of excellence in teaching, learning, and engaging all students. Mission: Mat-Su Borough School District prepares students for success. Beliefs: We believe that all students can and want to learn. Success breeds success. The needs and best interests of students drive all decisions. Stakeholders' participation is crucial to student success. Core values: stewardship, accountability, empathy, quality, integrity, efficiency, respect, collaboration, commitment. Goals: We will improve student success, achievement, and performance by focusing on their career and college readiness. We will increase the graduation rate. Our schools will become families and community members in the education of our youth. We will create and maintain a safe and healthy environment for our students and staff. Annual objectives accountability assessed by quarterly metrics and timelines.
Thank you, and I'd like to ask Aaron Christensen from Palmer High School to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We are going to be moving on to the best part of our evening, where we give awards and recognize some of the wonderful accomplishments of our students. So without further delay, we'll get started.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for spending your evening with us. We've started a few years ago at the board level, honoring the students and the staff that actually make our district, we believe, the best in the state. And a way to do this is to actually publicly recognize you. Your names will be read, and even if folks aren't able to attend tonight, we're going to read them because we are streamed on radio. And we want the whole valley to know the super things that our kids do. And we announce academic awards, teacher awards, sports awards, and there are quite a few this evening. So I just appreciate, again, coming out on this rainy night to really talk about good things in Mat-Su Valley. So without further ado, this team, oh, and by the way, my name is Dr. Promo, I'm the superintendent, and this is Susan Palger, board president, and Jean Stone, assistant superintendent. And I just want to just let you know that my maiden name was Bielecki, and it was B-I-E-L-E-C-K-I, and no one really was able to pronounce it. And so I understand that. I'm going to do my very, very best at pronouncing anyone's name, but if I mess up and you want to have your name said correctly, just let me know. I won't be offended, okay? So 2014 state soccer champions knocked the Anchorage schools out of the running from Colony High School, the boys 4A state championship team. Let's give them a hand. Like I said, some members couldn't be here. I'm going to read their names. We do have certificates for all of them so that their moms and dads... I'm not sure these gentlemen would want to, but I know their moms and dads are going to want to keep this in a scrapbook. So, the team, please come forward. Sean Haley, Alex Kessler, Chaz Stevens, Artie Fonoff, Trevor Murray, Ben Atkinson, Chris Olson, we'll shake your hand, Asher Dale, Rob Lozanoff, Kyle Bolum, Russell Diot, Austin Richardson, Harrison Menard, Jimmy Goyette, Landon Basner, Brett Heinz, Zach Zamuda, Miles Bolton, Ben Matlock, Cameron Shaw, Josh Spanigal, Ben Sandy, Brandon Verbalo, Jake Fosner, David Kelsch, and Dayton Rebelisa, coached by Jeremy Johnson. Congratulations, gentlemen. Nice work. Nice work. Hi there. Good. Hey there. Hey, Jimmy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So these guys actually were phenomenal, and the last game was quite exciting.
Can we make two lines so it's not quite so spread out, a little bit deeper that way? We're not going to make it.
Yeah. Does anybody want to speak for your team? I know that some of the names weren't here because they were graduates. Seniors moved on, but who was the team captain? He's gone. Who is the co-captain or junior captain?
They're not here.
Do you have a captain yet this year?
Harrison Menard.
Harrison Menard! Do you want to say something? Do you want to say anything?
Yes. we've got a lot of young guys that were returned last year, and then we're going to be returning quite a few seniors this year, so we're looking forward to this year and hopefully to repeat as champions again.
All right. Who was your most difficult competition last year?
Diamond.
Diamond. Yeah. All right. You're going to... I was going to say kick their butts, but sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Do it. Anyway, okay. Congratulations. Let's take a great photo, and we'll make sure that you get it. All right? Hey, Brandon. There you go. You miss your parents?
No.
All right. Thank you. Colony High School. And I always like to mention that the school that they beat in Anchorage was over twice their size. So our schools are small compared to Anchorage's, and they took it. So these next folks are swimming and diving, and their individual awards. This student is from Wasilla High School and won state and region champion diving, Braden Shackle. We'll be sure to get Braden his thing. The next is again from the Green School down the road. Colony High School took quite a few swimming and diving championships home. So I would like to announce from Colony High School, Joseph Anderson for winning state and region's 100 breaststroke. Congratulations. And we'll just have you stay because your whole team will come up later. Also from Colony High School, I hope she's here, Sierra Kinworthy. Is this you? So if you miss it and you'd like to see this huge half-page picture of Sarah, she also has an academic and swim scholarship to Wachita Baptist to swim for them. So congratulations. She is the winner of third place at the state freestyle swimming. Congratulations. Oh, Braden. Braden Shackle from Wasilla High School. Come on up. And remember, Braden did champion diving. Mm-hmm. Diver. What's your best dive? All of them. I guess when you take first place, they're all good, aren't they? Okay, so, yeah. From Colony High School again, taking region champions at the 200 freestyle and 500 freestyle, please come up, Zach Bloom. Congratulations. Also from Colony High School, region champion in the 100 butterfly, Jake Simmons. Congratulations.
Thank you.
From Colony High School once again, region two, region second place diving, Caitlin Foster. What's your best dive? The one that won, right? Okay. And also from Colony High School, region second place diving, Colby Lord. Congratulations. All right, so these are our region and state placers, so let's give them a hand. All right. And we're going to take a picture of you guys, and then we'll have the Wasilla person leave, because these guys are going to be called up as your team. So sorry. I'm sure that these winners contributed to their actual whole teams winning at the state event, and so that's why. I wasn't trying to be rude. You took state, so there's again. Okay. All right. Thank you, Braden. So to announce the Region 3 Swimming and Diving, Colony High School boys took second place, and the Colony High School girls took third place. And so we'd like to call all the members up to join their teammates. So, Elliot Amato. Oh my goodness, Elliot, how are you? I was Elliot's principal when he was 5. So. Joseph Anderson's already up. Tanner Belliston. Gavin Birch. Zach Bloom is already here. Cameron Buck. Justin Bird. Sierra Capel. All right. Morgan Chapman. Ryan Chastain. Daniel Clyde. Faith Coley. There's Faith. Bianca Crady. Rachel Crossley. Eileen Sear. Camille Dayton. Alta Dean. Jediah Dean. Congratulations. Cameron Gossett. Caitlin Foster's already up here. Congratulations. Sierra is already up here. Colby's already up here. Haley Lugers. Or Lagars, maybe. Micah Maffey, she's here. Joseph Minder. Dominic Monaco. Hey, Dom, I see you again.
I see you too.
McKenna Morgan. Nick Schwantes. Jake Simmons. Callista Snavely. Brianne Sterner. Ann Sullivan. Cheyenne Terwillinger. Isaiah Tira. Brittany Wilford. And Josie Zug. Congratulations. And the coach of Colony High did receive the Region 3 Coach of the Year, but he was unable to be here, Will Fernandez. So we need a group photo. I think for once we should put Dominic in the front. Make him kneel, right? Oh, come over there. Oh, he is? What's her last name? We do have the diving coach here. Where's Wendy? Okay, we have a diving coach. All right. Thank you. And team manager. All right. All This is the paparazzi. You guys must have done really well. Yeah. Congratulations. Once again, Colony High School, swimming and diving, boys and girls. Good job. Good job, you guys. Okay. Got it. Okay. Next, we'd like to announce the National Merit Scholarship finalists. And these are students who scored within the first 1% to 2% in the nation on the PSAT. So these National Merit Scholarship finalists all are from Colony High School. And if you are here, Emma German, please come forward. Also, a junior from Colony High School, Nicholas Harrison. And her brother wasn't here for swimming, but I don't know if she'll be here. From Colony High School, Jamie Schwantes. They're probably signing scholarship things anyway, so they're busy. All right, so congratulations to them. That's a very, very high honor, and to have three from one school is absolutely phenomenal. So for the 2014 football season, it seems quite a bit ago, but we did have two students that stood out in the Rail Belt. One from Palmer High School, he was the Rail Belt Lineman of the Year, Ben Button.
Ben, what did you do?
Oh, I broke it.
Did you break it in football?
Yeah.
Wow. Against Colony? Against Colony?
Yeah.
Who won?
We did.
Yeah. Well, I did notice that you were a super fan of volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think very many people have that, so good job. You can stay up here, and we're going to announce the Wasilla High School, also standout player voted by our region called the Rail Belt Region, the Utility Player of the Year. And I did go to one of these games, and this is how I heard this name said. Mosiah Rank! Are you here? Maybe not. Is Mosiah here? I was doing my best. All right, Mosiah. Stay. We're going to get a picture. We got to get a picture for our website. So those of you on Facebook can tell Mosiah we gave him a shout out. All right, good job.
Thank you.
Hope your leg heals. Are you a senior?
Yeah.
Oh. And we did have a second place winner in the Rail Belt Conference. This was our highest team in the Rail Belt. And this school took second place, and it's Wasilla High School football team. Congratulations. And so I'm going to read through all the names. And if Wasilla players are here, please come forward. And I know their coaches are here from Colony and Wasilla. So I will just do these names. We'll save the applause for the end. And these guys said to please slow down because they can't get the kids the right thing. So I'll do that. Zachary Garnett, Carson Reed, Justin Lee, Charles Ward, Dylan Simmons, Bo Cork, Brian Sand, Skylar Creech, Caleb Wolf, Lance Lozen, Jaden Walkmeyer, Kyle Klein, Zach Johnson, Devin Otto, Joseph Lopez, Blake Marks, DJ Morrow, Isaiah Udi, Kristen Palinkic, Logan Whitlatch, Mosiah Rank, Hunter Hermans, Sean McDermott, Quinn Hill, James Potter, Kurt Busness, Chase Minnick, Raiden Anthony, Joseph Stull, Dalton Wazanakari, Forrest Pierce, Wade Larson, Emmett Milhouse, Wendell Tusula, Matt Morgan, Michael Leonard, James McLeod, Theron Bringelli, Justin Mills, Austin Seedorf, Cole Goodrich, Ethan Panode, Lane Morrison, Trevor Olson, and managers were Faith Sheets, Sophia Merrick, and Paige Clary. But the Rail Belt Head Coach of the Year is here to accept the award for all of these players. Please welcome Coach of the Year, Ken Relatos. Maybe the whole team's in training for next season. Thank you. Congratulations. We'll take the picture with Coach of the Year. All right. Congratulations, Wasilla High School. We also took third place in the Rail Belt Conference. Palmer High School Moose took third place. Woo! And they do have players here, and so I'm going to call them out, and they can come up, and we'll clap a big one at the end. So Darian Engel, Nick Benshelter, Ben Button, Riker Carrington, Adam Christensen, Aaron Christensen, Lucas Clark, Nicholas Daniels, Christopher Dawn, Austin Ferris, Chase Ferris, Peyton Gerritsen, Jeffrey Glynn, Lawrence Hirschman, Austin Colander, Christian Kirka, Jared Layton, Thomas Lee, Ridge Mobley, Graydon Powell, Justin Roth, Lucas Santana, Clayton Southwick, Tyler Spatz, Kiowi Wannabe, no, maybe the Watnabe, sorry. I'm sure he's probably had that joke, huh? So, Travis Wheeler, Garrett Williams, Robert Witz, Christopher Yanayan, Wyatt McCann, and Sammy Dakotek, managers Brianna Ashley and Sharita Cassandra. And every year, I think, since we've been doing this, Palmer football comes up to get some type of award. So you guys are a tough team. Congratulations, gentlemen. And Mr. Christensen, come on up with your team. And Mr. Christensen, you surpassed 100 wins? And what was the award this year? This year he had an award. What was your award this year?
I didn't get any special awards.
You most, did.
Most playoff.
Most yeah, yeah. playoff.
Made playoff showings in a row.
In a row.
In a row.
16 playoffs in a row, so 60. So Mr. Christensen has a record in the state of Alaska. Very, very good team. And you actually are having children to make your team. Well, these two gentlemen are Christensens, yes. So congratulations. I'm sure we'll see the moose again. Congratulations. And we have another blue award this evening. We have the Palmer Lady Moose took an exciting first place in the Northern Lights region, which is the region for which we play, as well as the third team in the entire state of Alaska for volleyball. So Palmer High School volleyball ladies, let's give them a hand. I'll read. They're coached by Mr. Steve Reynolds, and I will read their name off. Tiana Lee, Erica Spencer, Titanic Fono, Sammy Baresh, Holly Corbin, Naomi Graham, Ellen Grossclose, Sarah LeChaminade, Mariah McNamara, Allie McFeeders, Leah Reichel, and Carly Vinsky. Woo!
Ladies. To the coach so they can get them to you, because we got lost.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And I just want to note that this team last year probably had half the team were seniors, and so they looked at this year being tough, and it didn't matter because they came out and won it again this year. So they just have a solid foundation. These girls work from the time they're little all the way up, and we just want to congratulate the Lady Moose for a well-fought region and state meets. Congratulations. Did we miss anyone? I see one girl there. Is she? Did we miss her? Or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you come by your team. There you go. Congratulations, ladies. Good work. We also had another Valley team who went to the state and had a very exciting game at state. They knocked off a team that was seated higher than them. It was a totally exciting team. Took third place in this region was Colony High School Lady Knights. I'm going to call their name, but the game was that they knocked off West Valley, which really, really set them up for a great tournament. Excellent play. The team folks are Ellie Lessard, Courtney Mulkins, Sophie Hall, Lily Birch, Makira Clowder, Mac Everett, Ashley Turcott, Belle Hanks, Melissa Othout, Morgan Johnson, and Whitley Mattern, and coached by Amy Carter. There they are. Yeah. Come right up. Congratulations. Congratulations, ladies. And one of the comments was, boy, these ladies are really tall, but the team that they knocked off had somebody like this tall. So they did really well. Excellent job, Colony Knights. This next award is an individual award, an academic award, that goes to a Mat-Su Career and Technical High School student. She wrote a scholarship essay for the 2014 National Foundation of Women Legislators and the National Rifle Association Scholarship. And the contest winner for our entire state, who then she gets a trip to Washington, D.C. to present it, is Miss Ariel Haas. Is she present? Oh, she's actually in Washington, D.C. right now, her principal says. So she is competing again with the other, but it was a trip, a free trip for her for winning that contest as well. And I'm not sure the amount of funds that she, $3,000, so that's definitely a great essay. We have another award, and this is for a staff member who received a top 30 award in the United States for education innovators for e-learning and digital technology. And it's for the Center for Digital Education, top 30 technologists, transformers, and trailblazers. And this award goes to a program administrator here at the district office. About 3 years ago, we received a legislative grant to start to offer kids online learning because the data demonstrate that when kids go off to college or into other areas, whether it's a skills college or an internship, that they have to, adults now have to take a lot of their training and courses online. The last fact was 46% of college students on campus have to take at least one online learning. So we thought in Mat-Su we would not be preparing kids unless we had some experience with online learning. 2 years ago we started, and there's over 17,000 or 1,700 courses taken in Mat-Su last year by kids. And so it's just an opportunity for them to expand their education by choice. And so for that movement of starting that program, Miss Kathy Moffitt was awarded, and they actually had some glassware to give her. So Miss Kathy Moffitt, please come forward. That's interesting. She was here just earlier, so we'll give that to her. Also, our district received an award from the Golden Achievement Award for the National School PR Association. And it is the Strategic Communication Plan for 2013-14. It's something for which our board works together to accomplish, and then it was published, and we sent it in the contest, and it won. And this award was given to Miss Catherine Essery for the Inspira Golden Award. So, yeah. So she was probably surprised. She didn't know her name was on here. But if you look on our website and all those pictures, we just have tons of pictures. And it is Miss Catherine Essery who takes our pictures and really promotes our district. So thank you, Catherine. Now I'd like to announce another award by a staff member, and this is the Alaska Shape PE Teacher of the Year, and I think she can come up and tell us what SHAPE means. I think it is an acronym, as well as you want to get in shape, so it's very clever. And Miss Nancy Blake from Goose Bay Elementary are one of our extraordinary PE teachers, and her principal is with her. Please come forward. And what does SHAPE mean, Nancy?
It's the Society of Health and Physical Educators.
Society of Health and Physical Educators. So excellent.
AFERD.
AFERD, yeah, SHAPE. So outstanding physical education educator in the state of Alaska. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great job. And I think a couple years ago, she won a different award. So she is quite well known for writing curriculum around the state. So thank you. And we did have someone who just walked in the room, and we had announced her, and her mother and her sister are here to see her top 30 award in educational technology, as well as her hardware, Miss Kathy Moffitt. And Mom, would you like to come up and take a picture? We are always continually learning, so please come up, Miss Janet Kincaid, to take a picture with your daughter. And Kathy was a Palmer High School graduate many years ago, so another award for Palmer.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll give it to my mom to put on the refrigerator.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. So top 30 in the U.S. Congratulations.
You get the nice box. Thank
you. Now we have a teacher from Career and Technical Education who won an award for the most outstanding nursing health occupation teacher of the year. I know she is one of our teachers that teaches the CNA and nursing to students from the Career and Technical Education School. Please welcome Ms. Kathleen Foxley, CTE Teacher of the Year. And CTE is Career and Technical Education. I should say that out. Congratulations. So she was nominated and won around the entire state of Alaska. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if this teacher is present. I haven't seen him, but we also had another winner in for Career and Technical Education Teacher of the Year in Construction Trades. He's a teacher at Wasilla High School, Mr. Randy Wolf. I didn't see them, but finally, we have two final awards, and they're called the Matsuburo School District Innovative Classroom Grants. And at the beginning of the school year, we started the school year really challenging our staff to look outside the box, because we understand in Matsu that the world in which our students are going to is not the world that we had 20 years ago. We weren't as connected. There wasn't so much social media or instant access. And that in schools, we really need to take a look at the types of work and that our students would be doing. And so to create that and to create a buzz, we have innovative classrooms. And over 10 people applied, actually over 30 people applied for these grants. And we have another Palmer High School winner, Mr. Mickey Evans. Is Mickey Evans here? So I did go into Mickey's classroom, and it looked probably like the building when it was built in the 70s. It looked just like that in science area. We are not only going to provide technology for his classroom in that all students will be one-to-one with a device, but we're going to trick out his classroom so kids can go in there. We'll have the coolest classroom in the school. So congratulations. Yep. And we'll, if you could stay, and we have another student. She's very young. She was a student, but now she's a teacher at one of our schools, and she won the elementary grant for innovative classrooms. And again, we are going to have one-to-one for that classroom, as well as make it the coolest place in the school at Kinnick Elementary School, Miss Catherine Gannott. Is she here? And this is one of our board goals, as well as local industry. We're taking donations, and we provide the technology, but they're going to provide the cool decorations and stuff. So just like they trick out trucks, we're tricking out our classrooms in the Valley. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. And at this time, I did have one more to put on there, but because we published these, we didn't want her to know. We have a board member who just earned her PhD, and we'd like to celebrate her, Dr. Sarah Welton. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Want to get a picture? You might want to send it to your mom or dad. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for having the best kids in the Valley and being very supportive of them. It does take us all. We have cake. We'd like you to just hang out, eat cake, and celebrate the work that you've done, because success doesn't come without a lot of celebration. So please go. Thank you, and have a good evening.